Hi, aloha, and welcome to my full moon energy report. My name is Jennifer O'Neill. I'm an energetic practitioner as well as a spiritual coach. And I wanted to give you a heads up on what's happening with this influx of energy, which I'm pretty sure you've already noticed. If you're anything like me, I definitely think that you've noticed. And you may have noticed a switch or a shift in the energy starting around Thanksgiving, maybe a few days prior, where it has started to make you feel a little bit off kilter in a sense. So I'm going to cover some of the areas where it's probably been affecting you the most. First, we have an aggressive type energy, or feeling aggressive, feeling irritated. That is coming along with this energy wave, which is, you know, super awesome. But not really. I am typically a very zen person. I am not loving how it's sort of affecting our self, our spiritual self, in a way that is making us feel a little bit defensive and on guard. And that comes because of another thing, which is the higher spiritual activity. So two things happen when the spiritual activity is high. In a way that it's high with this full moon, is one, internally you almost feel the need to protect yourself. So you may not notice it, however, your spiritual body will. And so you will find yourself kind of on guard or feeling a little bit protective of your energy, which is really a good thing when it comes to these spiritual influxes of energy. However, it also makes you very on guard to people who you're around and, you know, the way that maybe they're behaving as well. So again, you might be feeling a little bit aggressive in a way that you're wanting to defend yourself. And so that is not lovely and not awesome. And the next thing that you're going to notice is sleepless nights. There's a lot of nights I've been waking up at 4 a.m. for, I don't even know how long anymore. It's been going on 5 days-ish. Around 4 a.m., I am wide awake, and I just forget about it. And I'm not sleeping the rest of the night. You try to sleep, but you're going to roll around a lot. That, again, comes with a heavy influx of spiritual activity as well. Then, if that's not awesome enough, when you do fall asleep prior to the waking up at 4 a.m., you might find that you're having nightmares. And so that is, again, not awesome, not my favorite. You will find that you're having possibly violent type dreams, things that might be upsetting to you. They not feel good dreams, okay? And again, with the influx of spiritual activity. And I talk a lot about this, by the way, in my 5-day challenge, which is entirely free, which has five lessons in it. So I'm going to leave that link below for you to go ahead and grab if you're wanting to learn more about why would the spiritual influx, a thinning of the veil, why would that affect our mood so much? I go into kind of great detail in that 5-day challenge and those lessons. So you might want to check that out. So we have the aggressive energy where we're wanting to defend ourselves that is coming out probably to loved ones, friends, families, and coworkers. So we're fun right now. And then we have the nightmares. And then when you do fall asleep, and then around 4 o'clock, you're going to have this awake energy where you're just feeling like you could get out of bed and do something. And lastly, we have this triggering effect that we're getting right now. That is super fun as well, and that goes along with the potential being defensive. So you may find that you are being triggered by things that you normally wouldn't be triggered by, or here's where it gets into an interesting part. We have this karmic energy swirling around with this influx of spirits, and that is why we're being triggered by something. So what does that mean? That basically means there are astrological things happening right now where things from our past that you may have feel like that you resolved are not resolved energetically, and or you're kind of revisiting those things. So if somebody has, I would say, done something in the past that really upset you, and then you're like, oh yeah, I've forgiven them for that, or I have forgotten all about it, I have had resolutions with that, and then you see them and all of a sudden you're triggered and you're like, what is happening? I am typically fine. I don't typically behave like this right now, and this feels out of character for me. Well, you can thank that karmic energy, because when you have something like an astrological event where karmic energy is popping to the surface, it is coming to be revisited in case we need to clean out that closet. Think of it like a spiritual house cleaning or spiritual spring cleaning, if you will, where things will pop up and we have to rid those thoughts, rid any negativity regarding those. We have to learn how to align that part of ourselves with that event or with that person so that it's not any longer an emotional trauma. It's not causing you issues. So they'll pop to the surface so that it'll be like, hey, just checking to make sure that you've resolved this. And if it's something that you have aligned with and you've resolved, okay, then it's just going to go to the wayside. If it's something that may need to be revisited, then you might find yourself triggered. Now, here, what do we want to do with all of this fun energy that we're experiencing right now? How do we want to resolve this? What do I do? I'm going to explain to you. We have a few things, different things going on in the way that you want to handle and deal with this sort of thing. One is awareness and recognizing it. Clearly, that is key to most things. Understanding and kind of taking responsibility a little bit with your own emotional reactions and behaviors, and just kind of monitoring that. You don't have to tell anybody about it that you're feeling this way, but do be aware that you may find yourself a little bit more on the defensive than usual. You may find yourself being maybe a little bit more aggressive on how you say something or ask somebody to do something, especially when it comes to family members, when it comes to spouses. And do keep in mind that this energy is going to stick around a little bit. So it's going to be important to recognize, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of parties coming up, Christmas parties, family gatherings, and things where you're going to be around a lot of people, which will work wonderfully with the triggering concept, okay? Because we can handle the sleep situation very differently. But when you put the aggressive, irritating energy with the triggering effect, you may find yourself in some spats or conversations that do not need to happen, okay? So that's the other thing. I want you to be very aware of being triggered by anybody or anything from a past event. And how we can help resolve those two things is, I actually have a cutting cords meditation that would be really good for you to work with. If you do the free day or the free 5-day challenge, you will be able to get that cutting cords meditation for free in one of the lessons there. So that would be a good place to start with releasing and cutting cords from any energetic ties that you don't want to be revisiting. So that would be a very good thing. I also have in my spiritual coaching program, which is the High Vibe Tribe, I have several meditations that can help you with this. And that would, the one that I'm thinking about is a karmic energy meditation. So there's a class on that over there, as well as a guided meditation to help you, again, release some emotional trauma stuff or things that you haven't resolved from the past. So you want to look at doing these types of meditations. The other thing, which I've been talking to you about a little bit here and there on social media and YouTube, is you want to try to do a meditation prior to sleeping. That will help with the nightmare type stuff, and it will help with spirit protection and all of those things. You could use the cutting cords meditation, you could use the chi meditation or the angel meditation. All of those are free. Angel and chi meditation are free on YouTube, and or the cutting cords meditation is free on the 5-day trial or challenge. So there's several options for you. I would definitely do that. I would make sure that you are clearing your space. So whether you're using sage or incense, you want to do that at night, because where things are starting to get very escalated, I would say, is around dinner time. So each night around dinner time, we are really feeling this influx of higher spiritual activity. And I'm hoping to do another video on that soon so that you can see the difference between what happens in the daytime and then what happens at nighttime. I have some cool video for you as far as spiritual activity is concerned and how it heightens. And that's going to be very, I think, intriguing and important. But do know that is when it's happening. So anytime around where it starts to get dark where you live is when the spiritual activity will pick up. So we want to keep ourselves protected and guarded from that. We also do not want to be arguing with people unnecessarily and or being triggered by things that really shouldn't be an issue today. So if you are finding that something from your past is triggering, just revisit that a minute and try to figure out, how do I come to terms with this? How do I align with this in a way that's a more positive thing in my life? There will be, you know, is there a lesson that you learned from it? Is there some type of resolve that happened from it? Did you gain some knowledge from it? But understand that we don't need past experiences and or, you know, people in our lives upsetting us when there's really no need for that. That experience didn't happen right now. Maybe it happened 6 months ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago, who knows? But we don't need that to upset our world right now. That's not going to do us any good. However, it will bring down our own spiritual frequency. It will lower our own vibration, which again is kind of the point when we have these types of spiritual influxes coming into our realm and we're not seeing it. We kind of get blindsided by it. And that's the whole point of these energy reports, is so that you understand, oh, okay, this is happening. I'm going to watch for it. I'm not going to allow you into my space. Then if you come into my space uninvited, after I've cleared everything and did my meditation, then I am going to be aware that you're in my space and that this is not something I'm supposed to be revisiting right now. This is clearly placed in front of me to cause havoc. And I don't want to have havoc. I want to have a nice holiday. I want to have a nice gathering with friends. I want to feel zen. This is a time of peace. This is a time of love. And I don't want this in my life right now. I want to enjoy these experiences that I'm currently having. Because for the most part, again, they're not going to be things that are events that happened that day. They're going to be things that you're revisiting from a while ago or, you know, some other experience. And that's how you will know that it's a very odd thing that's happening right now. It's coming into your life in order to just cause chaos. We don't want chaos. We want peace. And the first thing to getting rid of that is just being aware. All right. So remember to, I would also suggest showering at night. And I've talked about this before versus the daytime, because when you are having a lot of parties, you're being social, family events, things that are going to be coming up. And with the energy, the way that it's been, especially when it's amplifying around dinner time or when it starts to get dark, it clears your physical body and your aura by just using water, getting in the shower. It is like a grounding / clearing technique, I guess I would say. It's clearing energy from the body, and then we're grounding the body. Then the next thing is, if you're burning the incense or burning sage or something like that, do that while you're in the shower. So now you've cleared your space. You've cleared the body, you're clearing your space. Then before you go to bed, you put on a meditation, and now we're doing our best work. We are now aware. We understand what's happening. We're doing our best work. Can't totally help you with the waking up at 4 a.m. That is our own spiritual body tuning in, especially when you're of a higher vibration. So if you are waking up around the 4, well, it could be 2 to 4. For me, it's been 4. If you're waking up a lot during the night, your vibration is typically on the higher side, and so you just happen to tune in real good right then. That just happens to be like a nice little tuning fork with your spiritual body and the spiritual energy at that time. So it almost energizes you. What I do during that time is I actually spend that time doing more meditations. And I did have a student that loves to use that as the healing time, the time that they run energy on people. So that I thought was kind of cool. Anyways, please hit the like button if you enjoyed this or if you would like to, you know, see more videos like this. Also, make sure to comment below on any other videos you would like me to make, or if you have any comments, tips, tricks to help other people with this full moon energy. This will go on, I suspect, for probably another week and a half. As we get near more of the new moon, we may have another shift at that time. But until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.